Hello, this is Roy Lilly. Well, on Tuesday, last Tuesday, in the midst of the mayhem of strike action, Cobra meetings and angst, I asked, what's next? I've no idea, but I do know every row, domestic row, tiff, punch-up and war ends in talk. So what is next? If the doctor's strike follows the pattern of every other spat, quarrel and falling out, there'll be a brave soul somewhere who will open a back channel to broker talks between the sides. It'll start with a quiet meeting in somewhere like Starbucks, and they'll be preparing the ground. Next, a genuine and trusted group of people, not the protagonist leaders, will meet in a neutral place and agree what might be agreed, away from the prying eyes of the press and people who can be relied upon to keep their mouths shut. Timing's important. After the current strike days, the junior doctors have a narrow window before they must notify their employers of the next round of strikes. For the sides to meet before that date means the junior doctors can meet without calling off strike action, which is a sticking point for them and makes it easier for Bully Boy to talk. The talks would be on the understanding neither side speaks to the press. The junior doctors do want to wage war in public, but I think they would probably sensibly agree to that. What to talk about? Well, wage restoration and conditions. Conditions, well, that's the easy bit. A concordat on the contribution of training grade doctors and the importance of both sides' place on a fresh start. Back in November 2015, 98% of junior doctors voted to reject their new contract of employment and for industrial action. There were four junior doctor strikes and they came to nothing because the Secretary of State imposed a contract. The Junior Doctors Committee have since had regular meetings with NHS employers to resolve issues concerning the 2016 contract, and at the end of May 2019, that's 3 years later, negotiations over improvements concluded. But that was largely because of COVID and there's still unfinished business. An agreement to take a second look at how the contract is working in practice would be no bad thing. Discussions and consultations on contract issues can involve the Department of Health, NHS employers, and Health Education England. It would be better if there were a single line of responsibility. Health Education England is now part of NHS England, and that says to me a training doctor's directorate and NHSE board being in charge and getting a grip. In particular, there was an undertaking in the 2016 contract to ensure junior doctors' work rotas were manageable. They're not. They're inflexible to the point there's a story doing the rounds about a junior doctor who booked leave 18 months in advance to get married. On rotation to a new hospital, the leave was cancelled. Apocryphal? Well, I don't know, but there are too many similar stories that persuade me advance notice on rotas must be protected. And there's probably an app for that. Undertakings also to look at training rotations. They can be brutal for families and partners moving house or involving grueling daily journeys, new schools. It's really very difficult. An independent look at junior doctors' training to include new nomenclature for training grades to avoid the use of the word junior when talking about senior registrars. The doctors and dentists pay review body comes in for the same sort of criticism as does the pay review body for nurses. A refresh of the board's terms and conditions, makeup and reporting cycle is long overdue. Though the BMA have been consultees on the impending workforce plans, undertakings about being involved in supply side training issues wouldn't come amiss. Working conditions are in the gift of trusts, and basic standards could be added to contracts of employment to make the NHS a better employer. Hot food 24/7, restroom standards, car parking charges, travel to work costs, creche facilities. It's all very much in line with what the nurses are looking for. Changes to the rules on pension funds to allow them to underpin mortgage borrowing, rather like an endowment policy is now, could mean cheaper mortgages for doctors and really for all NHS workers. Doctors accumulate huge student debts. Some form of debt write-off is doable for the Treasury, as is a contribution to exam and study fees. maybe in exchange for a commitment to remain with the NHS. And finally, yes, the money. The RCN are advising their members to settle for 5%, and that's now the benchmark. Inflation is falling, a three-year deal for junior doctors, 5%, 6% and 7%. 5% is now affordable and in line with other settlements. 6% with inflation falling will become a better deal. And, well, let's face it, 7% will be something for Labour to worry about. But, you know, it's all doable. It's all there to be done. Thanks for listening, and I hope we'll speak again soon. Bye-bye now.